Right. We are now going to move on to sentence. How do we, if we decide that the defendant is guilty, how do we decide what sentence? Well, first of all, we have something called an entry point. That means we have a book that lists all the offences, and we have the sentence that is prescribed by Parliament for a case of average seriousness. So that is where we begin our deliberations, on the level of average seriousness. We then look at the various offences, the various circumstances of this particular offence. So we look at the seriousness of this particular offence. Is it more serious than average, or is it less serious than average? So, for example, if we are dealing with, let's say, a very common offence, shoplifting, somebody who steals from a shop, is this more serious in that, for example, the defendant was part of a gang who have been operating in the area? It's an organised offence. These people are going through the town centre, operating together, stealing large quantities. Sometimes they've even come specially from abroad or maybe from another part of Britain to do this to an area where they won't be known. That would make it more serious, obviously. Is this an offence which has been committed using children? Sometimes shoplifters like to take along a child because that deflects people's attention. People think, oh, it's unlikely, a woman with a child is unlikely to shoplift. So people might bring a child along deliberately, and involving a child makes it more serious. Is this an offence which has been committed by the employee of the shop? So it's somebody who's been entrusted with handling of money in the shop, but has breached that trust by taking money from the till or giving money, refunds, illegal refunds to their friends and so on. That would make it more serious. On the other hand, is this something where it's an impulse? Somebody who, in a moment, who's perhaps emotionally disturbed in some way, has simply taken something and immediately realises that they're wrong and offers to pay compensation. Is it somebody who's stealing because they are short of money, who need it for food, perhaps? Is it somebody who's on a drugs, in an intractable drugs habit and who therefore needs treatment? There's obviously no point in sentencing someone severely for theft if they have a drugs habit and they are simply unable to pay that money, and the problem of their drugs habit would remain unaddressed and continuing. So we consider the seriousness of the offence, and then we consider the seriousness of the offender, and I've spoken a bit about that already. So then we decide the sentence, and these various options I'm now going to take you through. What are our options in sentencing? Well, the first, we're beginning with the least serious at the beginning, an absolute discharge. This is where the defendant is guilty. We agree that he is guilty. He agrees that he's guilty. But the court imposes no penalty. That's rare, but it does happen. For example, we once dealt with an elderly lady whose car was parked on the road without a tax disc and without insurance. Now, that is an offence, and she pleaded guilty to it. But the circumstances were that her husband had recently died. He had been the person who always dealt with the matters of tax and insurance. She didn't drive. She had no knowledge of that, so she didn't realise that she was committing an offence. She had committed the offence, so there was no question of saying that she was not guilty, but we decided that in those circumstances we were not going to impose any penalty, and so we gave her an absolute discharge. The next, then, is a conditional discharge. In these circumstances, we do not apply any penalty at that moment, but we put the defendant on warning. We say, if you do not commit any offences, for example, for another 12 months or 18 months, then there will be no penalty. But if you commit any other offences during those 12 months or 18 months or whatever, then you will be punished for this offence and also for any new offence that you have committed. And that can often be a very powerful weapon. We use it very often in cases where there are perhaps disputes between neighbours, for example, where one has verbally abused the other, or there's been criminal damage of somebody else's property, we can say, for the moment, we are not going to do anything, but you must behave yourself, and if you don't, then there will be consequences. And in those circumstances, that can be a very powerful incentive for people to stop their offending behaviour.